sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. In humility and faith, let us confess our sin to God. Please join in the unison prayer of confession as printed in your bulletin. Loving God,
in your providence and care, we believe the best things are yet to come. Fill us with your grace, brimming over, so that we may taste and see your glory at the marriage feast of heaven and earth. Through Christ, living water and true vine.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with your Spirit free. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with your Spirit free. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within.
Let us now take a few moments of silence for personal confession. Friends, hear the good news. Our sins, our shortcomings, all of our failures, they are never the last word. The last word is God's grace given freely to all. As far as the east is from the west, so far shall our sins be thrown from us. In Christ's name, we are forgiven. Amen. Invite Shannon Hamilton to come forward for our time with young disciples.
Disciples listening. So, do you guys like to drink water? Me too. Water is good, and it's good for you. But sometimes water can be a little boring, and you might want something else to drink. So what if I told you I could transform this water into something else? Would you believe me? So for those of you who are listening online, I just dumped a glass of plain old water into another glass, and it miraculously turned into some grape juice. Mmm. So, do you think that was magic? Well, it was really just a drink powder in the bottom of the glass, but you know. Okay, so I'm not Jesus. So in today's Bible story, we hear of Jesus' very first miracle. And miracles are defined as something that's very unlikely or impossible to happen. So Jesus was at a wedding, and, all right, weddings can sometimes be a little boring, but let's say he was at a birthday party, okay, and they ran out of cake. Now, if you're at a birthday party and they run out of cake, that's a problem. So just think of that in the context. Jesus was at a wedding and they ran out of wine. So people are thinking, well, what kind of party is this? You can't run out of wine. Now, I know you guys can't drink wine, but back in that day, wine was like birthday cake. I mean, they had to have wine to have their parties, their weddings. So this looked really bad on the host for them to run out of wine. Just like it would look really bad, you know, we ran out of birthday cake at a party here. So Mary goes to Jesus, Mary, his mother, goes to Jesus and said, they have run out of wine. And I imagine him saying, Mom, that's not my problem. But he says, my time hasn't come yet. And so she says to the servants, do whatever he tells you to do. So he tells the servants, go fill up all your jugs with water. And they're like, okay, dude, whatever. We'll go fill up these jugs with water. So they do it, and they take, and he says, now take them to the master. And the master takes a drink, and it's not just wine, but it's amazing wine. And the master says, whoa. And they knew that Jesus had done this. So Miss Elizabeth has a lot of other points to share in her sermon, and I'm not going to take those away. But the biggest thing that I want you guys to hear is obedience. The servants probably thought, dude, this is just water. What, you know, what is this going to do? But they listened to him. Jesus knows what's best for us. And when we're obedient, good things happen. And Jesus cares about the little things. And miracles still happen today. You may not see a lame person, you know, getting up to walk, or you may not see a blind person having their sight restored. But if you just think about your body, breathing, your heart beating, blood going from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, I mean, it's a miracle happening within us every single day. And Jesus's biggest miracle was rising from the dead and transforming us from sinners into children of God's kingdom. And that happens every day. He transforms us. Just like he transformed the water into wine, he transforms us into children of the kingdom. So that's what we can celebrate. Let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you care about every little thing, and that when we listen to you, when we're obedient, we will see good things happen. Thank you for each and every servant of God, and bless each and every heart. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Shannon. Our first scripture reading for today is from Psalm 36, verses 5 through 10. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your salvation to the upright of heart.